A lot of doctors say their first patient was a cadaver in medical school.
Who made the first incision? Was it you or me?
No, it was Johnny.
Or was it Johnny? It was Johnny.
Four first-year medical students are gathered around a cadaver in a busy anatomy lab at Brown University. They're trying to remember who made the first incision in this body they've been learning about all year. It's a big moment, a rite of passage, that first cut. Now it's the end of the semester, and they've dissected nearly every part except the leg and the foot.
I'm not sure whether I'm cutting the retinaculum, right, because I know that there's some type of fascial covering over the tendons, but I just don't want to make sure I'm cutting anything important.
Student Alexa Choi is working the foot. It's tough, she says, to separate tendon from ligament, fat from tissue. Tough to figure out what's important to study and what can be cut away. In a structure like the foot, it can take hours, says student Lauren Park, to get down to the layers you need to study.
Despite all of the layers that we just took off, the fat pad and the skin and the tough fascia, this is just the first layer of the foot muscle.
Students at Brown have access to a state-of-the-art cadaver lab, but not every medical program can afford such a lab or maintain an expensive body donation program. So some medical educators find the next best thing.
So this is Iris.
University of Rhode Island Anatomy Program head Aura Grandage introduces Iris, her newest teaching tool. Iris is a life-sized synthetic cadaver called a syndaver, and from across the room, she looks like a skinless corpse lying in an unzipped body bag. Though up close, you can tell she's made of soft plastic. She's got movable veins and arteries, tendons, muscles, and bones. Even her organs can be lifted out and inspected.
The mouth is very realistic. You can actually intubate him and see the vocal cords.
But it's not quite like the real thing. I've brought Brown medical student Lauren Park to see this endeavor to get a sense of how she'd feel about learning anatomy on an imitation. Park says class with this endeavor might go faster.
But here you definitely would learn everything you need to learn very efficiently without going through the fat, and everything is the same, so you get the very standardized education for everybody.
But that's not necessarily a good thing. In a real cadaver lab, every body is different. One might have had surgery, another shows signs of cancer. And spotting those differences is a teachable moment, says Park. That's one reason she says she can't imagine learning human anatomy without a real body. But educators at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland are betting students can.
You have an on, you're going to see a blue box. You want to make sure you get all four corners. That's your field of view from which you can see the holograms.
At a recent conference in Cleveland, I tried on a new Microsoft device called the HoloLens. It's a virtual reality headset, and when I put it on, I see a holographic body in front of me. I can walk around it, put my hands into it, move things around. And this, says Case Western Reserve University radiology professor Mark Griswold, is the future. By 2019, he believes Case Western Reserve's medical school will need no cadaver lab, just a bunch of HoloLenses. Griswold says teaching anatomy will be faster and better this way. First, it'll be more accessible.
Going to a cadaver lab is not fun. So the smell is horrible. People actually have reactions to the formaldehyde that's there. We have students who can't do it because they can't tolerate it to be in the room.
Second, a hologram can show students even more than a cadaver can.
The one thing that where we really see a benefit of this over traditional cadavers is in the nervous system. So in the brain, for example, in a cadaver, there's nothing there. There's just mush.
But Griswold says it's easy to upload images of the brain's intricate structures straight from an MRI into the HoloLens.
This is something that's almost trivial for us to do if we grab data from an MRI or a CT scan, in particular the MRI data. It takes us almost no time to get that in the HoloLens, and then it gives us this exquisite three-dimensional structure that you just can't get any other way.
Next, anatomy classes could be taught much faster because students can zoom in on the exact structures they need to study without all the dissection. And time savers matter in a medical school curriculum that's packed with more and more information every year. But what might be lost when students aren't handling an actual cadaver? What about learning how parts of the body actually feel? Griswold says that is a problem.
I think that the the tactile sense that you get in a cadaver lab is important. I think there's actual good scientific data that shows that it relates to memory, that being able to touch something relates to memory. So we're working on ways to replicate that.
They're not there yet, so that kind of learning will have to come from other experiences. But something else might be lost when you learn anatomy from a hologram. Brown University Medical School staff psychiatrist Dr. Christine Montross says it's the emotional connection.
I really feel strongly that interaction with a human body is something critical that can't be replicated. And for really two reasons. One of them is anatomical, and one of them is really more about the practice of being a physician.
Anatomically, she says, real bodies teach better than any image could because each one is different, and that's closer to what students will experience in the real world. But there's something else cadavers can teach students before they make their way into the real world, how to deal with the emotions that come up when you work on a real body, making that first cut or dressing a wound.
In our practices, we're not treating images, we're not treating holograms, we're treating human beings. And each of those human beings has their own distinct identities. And I think that in some ways the identity in the anatomy lab is part of what makes it a profound experience.
The American Association for Anatomists surveyed medical schools a few years ago and found that most maintain some kind of cadaver lab. But a new survey is underway. Researchers believe the number of full cadaver labs may be dwindling and that more medical schools are adding digital tools to help teach anatomy. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.